desperados to your town. Chrome flashing like lightning and thunder across the ground. Old tattered do rags, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper's son, and I'm a holder of the patch. Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling in. We made our way to those Harleys parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high cause I'm proud of who I am. Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling. Shall we part as friends when we come rolling in? We live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends when we come rolling in?
days of industry. Tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink, pots, piss and clean. A fountain drain, and urinals hanging on the walls. So nice to be here today.
Welcome, Mayhem fans.
Welcome, Mayhem. Monday, it's Monday Mayhem.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And we got to thank Rebecca Dawn for Monday Mayhem. I think she thought of that idea. And Rebecca Dawn really works hard for us. And thank you very, very much.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you guys do.
We appreciate everything you guys do in that group over there.
Push this one?
Yep, that one. Hollywood's
that one right here.
Harley Davidson singles to mingles. I couldn't tell him how to hurt. So.
you hurt so much, your body made noise.
Yeah.
That was pretty gross.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, you don't need to hear your bodily functions. Serious. I sound nasal now. Too.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny. Like, when we do a sound check,
it sounds great.
And also, when we go live, it's like, bleh. We sound like shit.
Yeah. I don't really care. We're from New York. We always sound.
Do we sound okay to you guys out there?
Bring up my mic and my headphones. I lost everything.
Well, that's what
the
problem is right there. So. Hey!
Could you lower my headset?
I can lower yours. Is that good?
Yeah, because I can hear you.
I can hear myself now.
I can hear my. I got to be crazy because I'm deaf because I was a drummer my whole life.
What?
Exactly. So.
So basically, this man spent his life hitting things with sticks.
That's right. I hit things with sticks.
That's your
problem. Drummers know how to beat it.
Not good, but.
Hey, listen, I know how to beat the sticks.
Oh.
I mean, I'm a drummer too, so, you know.
Look out.
Woo-hoo. Just saying.
So anyway, how was your weekend?
I think she's better than you, John.
I was good. How was your weekend? Speaking of weekends, did you wash a bike?
No, well, let me explain what happened. All right.
Let me show the shirt. Thank you,
Sherry.
Stripper
juice,
whatever.
Stripper juice.
Yeah, that's it.
Norma keeps telling me don't eat my bike when I'm dunk. It's just going to smell good. I might eat it if it don't smell good, Norman. You know,
you eat anything that smells bad or good.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I went to go for a ride yesterday, and we took off, and I didn't think I was going to be gone all fucking night. So we got back pretty late.
So needless to say, you started the bike. You didn't come back and finish because you were too lazy to clean your bike at night.
It was dark out. It was tired. I was hungry.
And that's an excuse.
I was a little horny.
And what about the next day?
Next day, I had to go to work today.
Oh, you did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So where did you go? You went to Freeport?
I went to Northport, Huntington, Freeport.
And who'd you run into down in Freeport?
My buddy Eric. Eric Needleman. You know Eric Needleman?
Was that the same guy that was down in, I don't know, Johnny Lang's booth, that Eric?
No, that's a different Eric.
Oh. Well, you know a lot of Erics. I know a lot of Michaels.
That's my buddy Big E. You know, okay. Went to high school with him, all that shit.
Yeah, but what store did you go into?
Oh, I went into, what is that store called? Yeah,
you went into Blackbeard's.
That's it. I know Blackbeard's. I was about to say
Blackbeard's. Cycle Shop, I guess they sell clothing, accessories.
You don't give me any heads up. Oh, by the way, so what did you wear yesterday? I don't know.
You were there. I wasn't there. You were the one that told me the conversation.
Blackbeard's is an awesome, awesome, awesome motorcycle shop.
Where is it?
And it's in Freeport. What is that, Main Street?
It's on the Nautical Mile.
But is that Main Street?
I don't know. It's a Nautical Mile.
It's a Nautical Mile. If you know Freeport, right? Anybody that doesn't know Freeport, it's called the Nautical Mile.
And if you're coming from anywhere in the country and in Freeport, just say, I need to find the Nautical Mile.
Everyone knows where the Nautical Mile is. It's basically mile long.
Right.
And there's bars and restaurants on both sides. And it's on the water. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cool hang over there. And you park your bike, you can walk up and down the strip, and they have a motorcycle store right there in the middle of everything. So, Blackbeard's, you got to check them out. I don't have a phone number for them.
No, but am I supposed to do that now?
If you want.
I really don't.
See, I got you back. I got you back.
You're a bastard. I actually like their page on Facebook. It's Blackbeard's Motorcycle Gear on Facebook. And it is on 195 Woodcleft Avenue in Freeport.
Yep.
It says men's clothing store, but I think they have women's clothing.
Yeah, they got women's stuff there.
They don't give you too many options on Facebook.
They have a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, they do. So go check them out on
Yeah, they have everything from helmets to pants to shirts to gloves, everything.
You needed gloves yesterday too, right, when you
came
home? I did.
Actually, it got cold out. Then I went down to the beach hut. The beach hut is... over there, off Ocean Avenue. No, about the town of Babylon, but it's Cedar Beach. I don't have no mind. The minute we go on the air, I forget everything. What's your name?
That's
Margaret.
Not true.
Right. Abby, are you Abby Normal today?
I'm Abby Normal today. I literally just walked in, went up here, and started the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Went from pretty one much, extreme to the other. Howard Gross, no glove, no love. Yeah, that's true.
But tonight, guys, we have a treat tonight, man, because we're gonna have Biker Bob calling, and he's got a group called...
Stick Around Howard.
Oh, yeah. Biker Bob, he's got a group called Biker Bob's Joke of the Day, and the guy had me in tears a few times. Funny, funny stuff. So what happened to your computer?
I don't know. My computer just went kaplooey.
Uh-oh. There it is.
Whatever. Okay. I don't know.
All right. But you got to check out Biker Bob. He's going to call in around 8:30. The guy is really, really funny, and he's got a whole group on Facebook that's geared towards jokes and all kinds of stuff like that. So if you want a good laugh, man, check out Biker Bob, Joke of the Day.
So I can't wait to have this guy call in.
Yeah, he's going to have you laughing. We had a whole conversation about chickens today.
Chickens? Not Cox, though. Tim Ford's on. He has this whole storyline about Cox. Oh,
love Tim Ford, man.
Yeah, we love you, Tim.
But, yeah, he had me in tears about these chickens that he has at his house that shit all over the place. And I said, save it for the year because we'll have a blast with that shit. But, yeah, we have a lot going on tonight. Plus, Revy sad story that you would like to talk about.
We'll talk about it now. Just you know, get her up the beginning of the show. It is kind of sad. 36-year-old Nikki Hayden in the MotoGP.
In the MotoGP
racing
world.
Circuit there, sadly, was killed by a car.
Oh, that's horrible.
I believe he was in Italy. I know John Blackstock.
Yeah,
it's one of our fans. He posted something, and ironically, my brother posted something today as well because my brother was involved in you know the BMX racing and all other stuff, and used to follow Nikki for years. You know, I learned something new, sadly, about my brother today. This is one of the guys that he followed, and he was pretty well known. And it's just such a tragedy, again in another country, but by a car. On a bike, and it
on
was
a bicycle.
Yeah. And it's
he was there training.
He was training.
He got hit, and unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries.
Well, God bless.
You know, our condolences prayers to the family. And
on
and
another
everything.
Note, with prayers, I want to reach out to a friend of our show who's been super, super helpful in supporting us, Angie Bean. We send our prayers
Angie.
To you and your family, and we hope everything goes well.
Yes, Angie, we're with you. All right, our hearts with you, our prayers with you.
I'm just sending you a post.
Mr. David Hayes is always a great guy to the show,
that
I must say.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Love you, Dave, man. You're out there listening, man.
Absolutely.
Kip Kotler, man, awesome.
Wayne
thank you.
Always sharing our stuff, everybody.
Yes, everybody, man. Yeah. Johnny Lang, Wayne. Wayne. Have you watched any Wayne's videos?
God, those guys went off the charts.
Oh, no.
This
oh,
weekend.
You mean Wayne Biker Trash Nation, yeah. Wayne. Yeah, and the First Lady. I was sharing all his videos. You guys were busy doing whatever you
I
were
love
doing,
his videos.
And I was sharing everything.
I like the one where it's black and we'll see his head coming into it. You know what? Laughing my ass off.
Like Trash Nation
but
rules.
Myrtle Beach Bike
First
Week
Lady.
Is going on right now.
No, it's ending.
It's ending, I know, but still, tonight, right?
Yeah, it ended yesterday.
Oh. Never mind. All right, again.
For those of you who are running out the door right now, come back.
Hey, what is with the zero? But Myrtle Beach Bike Week ended yesterday.
I know we
have a lot of Carolina people down there that listen to the show. Give us a call. We want to hear your stories about what you did down there.
Well, any of our regular people, too, that are around anywhere that happen to be down for Myrtle Bike?
Oh my God.
It's catchy.
Serious, if you're listening, we're only kidding right now.
I'm going to order Chinese food now. I think we're both really hungry and our brains are fried. But yeah, no, anybody that was down at Myrtle Beach Bike Week, give us a call.
Let us know what's going
share
on.
Share some of your photos on our feed, please. You know, even if they're boobies with pasties. I like those.
Oh, we love boobies. We definitely like boobies.
Yeah, you
boobies?
Can share.
Yeah, if you like boobies, yes, we do.
Tell us what you did. Yeah. And
I did
Myrtle. Or call in. They can call in.
Yeah, yeah. 877-917-5263. Love to hear from you.
There you go.
You know, we're just hanging out, man. You know,
just chilling
come hang out
with
us.
On Monday morning.
That's right, Monday night.
Morning. You said morning? Hello, it's 20
really,
after 8.
If Sirius is listening right now, we are in trouble. All right? Oh, God.
Nana dies on. We love you, Nana.
Yeah.
Nana. And shout out to Leo Benetti. So in the beginning, the songs that we played.
Yes.
Right? Was Steve Brack.
Yep.
Biker's Creed. And then Dirty Sleazy Blues by Lex Gray.
Lex Gray,
and I believe Leo was on that. Recording. He's a bass player, and he was with Lex Gray. Now he's down in Florida with my honey Nina.
Right.
Love you guys both. And then the other song was Factory.
Factory,
which is Johnny's favorite
Factory.
Song. And you go to LexGrayMusic.com or LexGray.com, and you can download
it
from their new CD. It's on CD Baby and all that other stuff.
Yes.
So go support local music. And she goes to all the biker events. So you. Have had
and,
to have seen her at some point.
Let's not forget our other favorite musician.
Yes. Geneva!
Yes.
We love Geneva.
Geneva's on?
I don't know,
but I'm just saying.
But we still love her. She's busy, man.
Just
she's doing
she
the circuit.
Just because she may not be on doesn't mean we don't love her to
death. We love her to death. And she's definitely working hard down there. And I cannot wait to go to Tennessee Bike Week.
What were you saying?
Tennessee.
Tennessee Bike Fest.
This is just off
Johnny, yeah, you need to start talking right now.
Hold on. I need a cup of coffee.
Let your brain catch up to your mouth.
That's not going to happen.
No, he's going to have to try.
I'm going to. Anyway, serious. I cannot wait.
Wait until we're all in a car together for 8 hours. Ugh. This mayhem that we're going
to I'm taking
experience.
My own car.
I can't
Screw
wait to go
that.
To Tennessee Bike Fest and Camel City Bike Fest. Also, we are going to have a blast down there.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have the
idiot.
Mixing board, a table. We're going to have a little tent, and we're going to be hanging out.
We are?
Giving out. Hopefully, we have t-shirts by then.
What's up with that?
Hopefully, we have t-shirts.
We will. I have a meeting with you know.
Also, I don't know if I told you guys what I'm going to be doing tonight. As I'm scrolling the Facebook page, of Hollywood's oh my God, I cannot talk tonight. I am scrolling the Facebook page of Hollywood's Harley Davidson Singles to Mingle, because a lot of people are putting the pictures of the motorcycles on.
I got a winner already
for Mayhem Monday.
Right.
I'm going to pick out the best bike I like, and we're going to shout them out, and I'm going to send them stickers
from.
From Hollywood. Yes.
Hollywood.
They're doing the Singles to Mingles.
Right. Because they're doing the Mayhem Monday for us.
I know.
So.
That's awesome.
Awesome. It's great.
That's why we love them.
Yes. Yeah. I love all these groups, man. That's why the biker community is the best in the world. No doubt. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. They are. We're family. It's a family. I grew up since I'm 4 years old. So. Yeah.
I grew up since I was 4 years old too. That's funny.
Oh, look at that, Ken.
Did you grow up since you were four?
Yeah.
No, I'm fucking doing great. Holy shit! Let me get my dog up here.
And the first thing
Simba,
I see
come
is,
play.
And
come
I
play.
See my brother posting a meme: Peter Griffin wearing a romper. Okay, what's up with that romper shit?
I like
that. Something happened the other day with these guys wearing these weird rompers, and it's all over the place now.
I used to wear that in gym class. In gym class, we had to wear those one-piece freaking disgusting rompers back in junior high school, 158.
This is supposed to be like these like weird-looking dudes with man buns wearing rompers.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm wearing one right now.
You wear that, and I'm absolutely going to kick your ass.
And so is Michelle.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
And she'll stand on a chair to do it.
Bring it.
She's going to knock you out.
Well, but anyway, speaking about Michelle, right, where's a picture of...
Oh yeah!
You want to go to when you go to Sturgis this year? Who's ever going to Sturgis? Okay, hold on, we got a phone call. Hold on 1 second.
Well, I don't know.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Leo Benetti.
Oh, Leo!
Leo, what's
it's my rent a husband. Hi, rent a husband.
Oh, how many husbands do you have?
I have a lot, but Leo was my first rent a husband. There's a story behind that, right, Leo?
Yeah. How'd you get in between those two drools?
I don't know. I came on as a guest on their second
and
show.
And now she's stuck.
And I never left.
She's like the person that came for New Year's and stayed till Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's why I do want to visit you and Nina, but that's one of the reasons why I don't want to visit you, because I will never leave.
And he's listening. Well, I know where you are. I know you, buddy.
Now you're... Tell everybody what you're doing now that you're not playing with Lex. Give yourself a free plug.
Jeez. I miss you guys, man.
I know. I miss you, too.
I miss your weather.
You guys got to come down to the West Coast sometime.
I'm down there all the time. West Coast, Florida, right? Yeah. Talking about LA?
Yeah, I'm just below Tampa.
Oh, yep, cool. Yep. I'll be up in the Villages. You ever hear of the Villages?
Oh, here we go.
Everybody heard of the Villages. Please don't talk about the Villages anymore. We don't want to hear about the Villages.
My mom is having a good time down there. That's all I can tell you.
So, dearest, what's happening down in beautiful, sunny FLA, man? You got any shows coming up?
Well, I've been really keeping busy. I mean, I'm working with my other musical sister down here now, Twinkle Yoakam.
Yeah.
Who is?
We love her.
She's amazing. She's got a band called Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio.
Nice.
If you get a chance, check them out. They're just unbelievable.
Good. Well, I have only
so
because
now
of your recommendation.
I got my north sister, which is I got my north sister, which is Lex Gray, and I got my southern sister now, which is Twinkle. So
fabulous.
Keeps me busy.
Very cool.
And it's awesome. I mean, the music scene down here is phenomenal.
It actually is. I got a cousin who lives in Florida, and it's like an awesome music scene down there.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people from Long Island down there now. I mean,
I know half of Long Island is down there.
Jack Starr.
I know. I bet you see more more people down there now than you did when you were here. When you lived here.
All right.
I tell you, I think I'm half responsible for that.
Good for you, because the scene down there is amazing, man.
Jay Nova's down here.
Yep.
Natalie Mustang is down here.
Yeah.
And they're all like. Involved in music, involved in so many things, and it's just—it's good to see.
Rizzo's down there.
I'm really glad.
I saw a video a while back. They were having some awards ceremony over in the Merritt Island, Melbourne area, and everybody that was photographed was people from Long Island. I'm like, I know that dude. That's Jack Starr. That's just
right.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
I went into a store the other. I went into a 7-Eleven the other day. I'm just talking to the guy, and he looks at me and he goes, "You're from Long Island, aren't you?" And I'm like. He says, yeah. He goes, I moved down here 20 years ago. I'm from Hicksville. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's funny.
But I do. I meet more people down here from New York and Long Island than I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Whenever I'm in Florida, someone will say, hey, man, where are you from? I go, I'm from North Carolina. You ain't from no goddamn North Carolina? I'm from Georgia, all right? Listen, you ain't from Georgia. You're from Jersey or New York? What are you asking me for?
Dude, every time I'm in Florida, nobody gets that wrong. Oh, my God.
So tell us about some riding down there.
Oh, man.
You must do some awesome riding down there, huh?
Oh, the riding down here is just fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole thing is you got to be careful around the time when, you know, when all the snowbirds come down here.
They're coming from Long Island. We can't drive out of here either.
Oh, dude, once all the snowbirds are gone, it's like, wow, there's like nobody around. It's like you can go everywhere.
Nice.
But it's the whole thing is like, because there's such a short season up where you guys are, and down here it's very constant. Right. So there really is like, you know, twice the amount of, you know, motorcycle awareness down here.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's like
season.
Everybody is out there. But the brotherhoods that are down here and then the people that are down here, I mean, you know, I've met some of the people from the Abate down here in the area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's phenomenal. It's just great. Great bunch of people. And, it's crazy. I mean, you know, Nina has to, like, tie me up to keep me from going out.
You can imagine.
Well, I know.
Which is never really a bad thing, you know, because I mean, it's kind of cool.
No, it actually is kind of cool, and I miss you guys so much. I did try to come and see you, but unfortunately when I went down for Bike Week, but I'm going to be down back again in October for Biketoberfest.
I will be there, too. Now I just found out my brother-in-law is getting married. Right at the same time, so I'll be down by you in Brooksville over there.
Rent the wife's got to go to the wedding with you.
Well, I'm gonna come and see. I'm gonna see you guys first, and then I'm gonna go down to Daytona for the festivities. So I'll figure it out. Are you guys
cool.
gonna go to Daytona for Biketoberfest? Do you think or no?
Well, Mama, you know our door's always open to you, so you know that.
I know.
Yeah, but there's two other guys with her now.
Oh, fuck you.
Sure. They got plenty of room down here. You kidding me? We got a pool. We got an extra spare bedroom. Actually, two spare bedrooms.
Yeah, Johnny can sleep in his couch.
Anytime you guys want to come visit, our doors are open, man.
Nice. No, I appreciate it, and I miss you guys so much.
But listen,
we're going to get going. I got to show something in this.
Yes.
I don't know. This dude, Biker Bob's calling in with the joke of the day, you know, and I don't want to miss that.
No way.
So, but I love you guys so much. Give Nina hugs and kisses for me and Dante, and I miss
I will.
You too,
love
Rent
you
a Husband.
I miss you.
Yeah, man.
I may surprise you with a visit in a few months. You never know.
Nice.
Yay, I got a spare bedroom now that I kicked somebody out of it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, Leo. I love you.
See you later, Leo.
Bye. All right, you guys.
Okay.
Love you. Take
love
care.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's a good guy. I know him? Leo. I know Leo. Good guy. No.
All right.
Oh, sure you know him.
I know him.
But did you ride down to Daytona with him and sleep with him? I mean, you know.
Whoa.
No, I didn't, Nina.
Too much info.
No.
Michael Bob is calling. Hold on.
Oh, wait. I got to show the dirty pictures. All right.
Oh, hello.
Right on time.
Who we got on the phone now? Hello?
Hello?
State your name, sex, and hello.
Biker Bob?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, buddy. What's up?
Not much, but just hanging out, man. That's what we do over here. We hang out. And we wait for you to call because I was telling these people here how you had me rolling today. We were talking about your chickens, right?
Right. Well, you know, now the members will find out that I don't really have a voice like a seven-year-old girl. You know, I got a man's voice, and I got an attitude to go with it.
All right. Love the attitude, man.
Talk about chickens. I can talk to you about chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know why old people buy a nice big house when their kids grow up?
Why?
Because they fucking can't. So what do they do when they think their old man retires and he has too much time on his hands? They buy his old lady chickens that shit all over. Like I told you.
Oh, no. This is a chicken story. Oh, no.
And he actually corrected me today because she's like, I was like, I'd be eating that shit. And he's like, no, you can't eat something that has a name. So I'd be like, all right.
Yeah,
I would be
no,
like, tonight
taboo.
I'll have.
And then if I did, I would be racist because the white chickens have white names. Right?
Oh,
black
no.
chickens have black names.
Oh, my God. No.
So I said I was going to eat Larry. He goes, well, if you eat Larry, then you're not eating a chicken. You're eating a rooster.
Right.
Because roosters don't lay eggs. The chickens do. I'm like, okay. Well, you know what? I'll
tell you. You know, I'm kidding, guys.
Rooster. Okay, I don't know what
yes,
to say.
Yes, you probably have.
But, Bob, let me tell you the truth, though, is I would have put the rooster on the grill, too. So a wing's a wing.
Johnny will eat anything.
That's right. Anything.
Chicken.
That's what they tell you.
Everything tastes like chicken.
That's right.
Everything. Everything except for eagle.
No.
I'll never eat an eagle.
That tastes like eagle.
Mm-mm. I would never eat an eagle. No. I wouldn't kill one. No.
So I checked tonight, right? And there's only 59,577 members right now.
Yeah.
Really? On Biker Bob's Joke of the Day group.
Right.
That is
correct,
they
all
right?
listening right now, I hope?
It better be.
Well, I pounded a little bit, you know.
You pounded what?
What?
Chickens? What?
anything I could, doll. Anything I could. God,
I am not coming over to your house.
Is he choking his chicken?
No.
He would never choke a chicken. Now, respect.
How did the chicken? No. Why did the chicken cross the road?
He choked. So go ahead, Bob.
That's where the Jack Daniels was. That's where the Jack Daniels was.
That's right.
My
that's
man.
Right. All right, man.
I'm looking at a big
what's
bottle.
Going on?
Not much. We're hanging
Looking
out.
Good?
Yep. This is it, man. We're hanging out and looking forward to talking to you. And tell us a little bit about your group and how you got it started and where it came from.
The whole Biker Bob concept started with a bike rally in Wisconsin. This year's its 33rd year. It was originally run by the Vietnam Veterans Motorcycle Club of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And me and my brothers, about 11 years ago, put together a strip and slide, 60-foot slide.
Nice.
And we talked women out of their clothes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the name of it was Big Sexy Strip and Slide. Now it's been the Vietnam vets, so old guys like me, you know, one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. So what they did is they turned it over to these young guys, you know, the Leatherneck Motorcycle Club. And they're still running.
Yeah, you know them. Yep.
But it originally started as the Big Sexy Strip and Slide. And I was Big Sexy, and I put this whole thing together, and it morphed. Actually, there is a Big Sexy Strip and Slide page on Facebook.
There is.
But it morphed into Biker Bob's Joke of the Day. It was a page.
Got it.
And it just started getting crazy. So I switched it to a group, and 6 months ago, we started out with me and my buddy. The first 30 days, we got 8,000 people.
Wow.
And it has been going like crazy.
Nice.
To the point where I took my old lady's medicine for her nervous twitch.
You took it.
The money, and I bought T-shirts and decals. So now I got to get rid of these goddamn decals. My old lady's going to twitch herself into a coma. So if anybody wants to buy a T-shirt,
I know where three of the T-shirts can go.
Hello.
And we'll send you. We'll do a swap. We'll give you some of our stickers
and
for
we'll
some
send
of
you
your
some of
decals.
Our medication.
No, I'm gonna sell.
Okay, but. Well, it's a deal, but the lady's got to wear a T-shirt without a bra on. That's the deal.
No, that's fine.
I'll do it. You don't know who you're talking to, man. Hello. Challenge for her. My boobs will never.
So if anybody wants to buy a decal, you can buy them on eBay or a T-shirt, men's or women's, or you can go to KellysHotRodParts.com.
Right.
They're selling them there.
Okay.
But, man, my lady's twitch is getting bad, so we need to get rid of some of them.
Oh my God! Oh, I definitely want to wear a T-shirt.
I got an old lady, you know.
Well, that's good.
But Biker Bob's is one of the only women friendly biker groups on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't put up any crap. Women are on there all the time. About 30% of our members are female.
Oh, all right. Nice. I'll go join your group.
The women will post. The women will post risque pictures of guys, of bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You know, and of course, you know, they use me a lot.
Right.
Because I'm what they measure these guys off of.
Right.
Well, but, we can only take your word for it. You know, proof is in the pudding,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. I'll check that out.
Mama will give you a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Or whatever.
Right. Well, you see one gray-haired old biker with a big beard, you've probably seen them all.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they all look alike, right?
Now I start to look so generic that members are saying, were you in Ohio last weekend? You know, because nice. I saw you. Nah, it's just another old guy with a big beard and a top hat. We all look the same.
Yeah, it's kind of, all right, well, I can tell
we
you
like
all
it, though.
Apart,
we like it.
We like it.
We love it.
We definitely love it. Yeah. Well, we'll check out the
group. And like the deal, you know, the women like it, the guys like it. We just have fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's what it's about.
Like on an average day, we're growing to the point where on an average day, we probably, there's five or six moderators now, we probably throw off 20 people a day.
Really?
Fighting or being rude to women.
Right.
Oh,
it's a brotherhood
thing.
It's a brotherhood thing. You don't talk that way about your brotherhood.
No, you don't.
Today we had a couple of guys, you know, and it all boils down. Now it's starting to be political. It's all about doing the right thing, you know. Never say what's on your mind. Everybody gets a fucking trophy.
Right.
And the points don't really matter. Well, in the real world,
thanks for participating.
Matter.
Yeah.
Right. And in the real world, points matter. So
that's right.
One of the things that one of the things Biker Bob's is famous for is the rants. About three a week. Politically incorrect, to the point, son of a bitch, this is the way it is rant.
I like this.
Yep, this is a great group, I'll tell you.
We could add the RUFKM moment in there.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even get me started with that one.
It's in the rules. It is written in the rules that if you fuck up bad enough to be thrown out of Biker Bob, you will be the subject of a rant, and your name will be brought up.
Inspiration.
I'll never get thrown out.
And now that you know a radio show, it can get even worse.
I'm like, they're going like, fuck, this is like being a kid all over again. I got to listen to shit again?
Oh,
I'll be your best friend.
Don't get me started on rants. I work for the government.
My dad was a juvenile delinquent until he was 84, and I bailed him out of jail 2 months ago for drunk driving.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a guy thing. I come from a family of motorcyclists. They're all Harley.
Excellent.
You know,
excellent.
And that's the way it is.
Now, let me tell you something, Bob. Now, if you want to rant. And if the page is not enough for you, you can call us on the radio show and do it.
There you go. I will do that. And I got a really good one because a lot of my jokes are personal stuff that happened. My grandfather was a character, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a neighbor. And he lived with his old gal for 45 years and they never got married.
Right.
And my grandfather said to him, you know, why didn't you ever marry Alice? And he says, well, on account of that, you know, we have a little difference of opinion.
Okay.
So what do you mean? Well, he said, you know, we have problems. He said, she hates me when I'm drinking, and I can't stand the bastard when I'm sober.
That is a problem.
If you have that for a background in your life, if your grandfather told you that, my grandfather told my son when he was 7 years old that a whore is a woman that does things for money. This kid still trying to get his Mustang washed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's funny. Man, you are a rip, Bob. You really are, man. I love the page.
I was going to bring a chicken in the house, but I couldn't catch the bastard. Just for you, Johnny.
Thank you. I'll eat them. Don't Don't test me here because I got barbecue sauce and arm's reach. All right?
That's a charity arm reach.
Said, what are you going to eat, sauce? Man, that's racist too. You know?
Oh, my God.
LaToya? Ooh, that doesn't sound good. People are going to call in. Of course, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, listen, what does it say here? Scooter Joe is checking in. He said to tell you that he's listening.
Scooter Joe. What's up, Scooter Joe?
Well, you know what? Scooter Joe's got a little problem. You know, he got drunk last week and dropped his phone in the toilet, so I don't know if he can really call.
Oh.
No.
Joe, if you can call, man, call in. That'd be great. Right? What the hell?
That's my side. He's my sidekick.
Okay. Awesome.
You know, how can he not be when a guy shows up at your house at 8 o'clock in the morning and can't put one foot in front of the other because he's still that drunk from the night before?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, but he's not, having a lady, so, you know, he's just doing that to find one.
That's right. That's right. But
Johnny really likes you,
Bob. I love Bob. You know what? Go check out his page. Go check out Biker Bob's joke of the day.
I posted the link already.
Oh, she posted the link. Look
because
at
I'm doing my job here.
She's doing her job. Check these guys
out. Be there, be
Yeah, we're losing him.
Bob?
Bob.
We lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
If you're ever in a bad mood, go to his page. I'm sure you will laugh. It's a great page.
You don't have to be in a bad mood. It's just fun.
It's a fun page. Actually, it's a fun page.
Hey, Bob, can I ask you a question?
Today was Transsexual Monday.
It's Transsexual Monday.
Yes, another tranny Monday.
Transsexual trying to get into Biker Bob.
Nice.
Friend request. I don't see their pictures. You want to put kind of guys, you know, we don't let in about probably 30% of the people that try and get in that send a member request.
Really?
So today was Transsexual Monday because we had transsexuals trying to get in. You, there are some really ugly women. but if you go on there, you're going to look at it. You're going to say, "Yeah, that chick's a dude."
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
I'm not alone. I'm not a dude. I have a big Adam's apple, so you're going to have to do a friend's request for me anyway. I did a friend request. I got a red stripe going across me.
You guys strapped up. I mean, you're missing if you don't.
I know.
She's definitely in.
The thing runs. It runs 24 hours a day. Well, Scooter Joe don't sleep, so.
But he can't call now because he dropped his phone in the toilet because he got drunk yesterday.
He called me yesterday. He just drops his call and calls back about three times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
But, and, you know, I said to Joe, you should have put your phone in rice.
Yeah.
He said, I don't have any rice.
Why not?
He said, I'll take it to the bar. I said, well, tape it to the hood of your truck. Maybe the wind will dry it out. So I don't know if he did that or not.
I can see him doing that, too.
He will try it, though.
That'd be great.
Man.
But, Bob, I want to thank you for calling the show, man.
Okay,
you are welcome to call anytime you want, man.
And I'm digging that he put us on top.
Yes, thank you for making your...
Thank you.
That's my favorite place, on top.
Whoa.
Just saying.
I welcome you to get there, doll.
Another challenge for Mama.
No, don't challenge the Mama.
She has a Biker Bob t-shirt coming. You guys are just getting stickers. You
got boobs. I get a t-shirt and I'll wear it braless.
I almost got boobs. I mean, you know.
And I'll be Irish. Yeah, I'll be Erin Go Braless when I wear your shirt.
Too bad. You know, if you had a jet bike, you'd be skinnier because you'd spend way more time pushing it.
That's true.
Hey, Bob, you're talking about, you know, these like automotive things. I got a question for you. Remember the Yugo that came out many, many years ago?
Well, okay, buddy.
You remember the car?
We're going to wait and see if we can get Joe to call in then. I will talk to you later.
He's talking to somebody else.
Yeah,
somebody else. All right.
All right, listen. You want to ask a question? Or?
I wanted to, because he's pretty funny. Bob, do you remember the Yugo, the car that came out many, many years ago?
Did I what?
You remember the car, the Yugo, that came out many, many years ago?
Absolutely.
Do you remember why it had a rear defroster in the back window?
No.
To keep your hands warm when you were pushing it.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
Oh my God.
But I'm pumped.
That's why jet bikes now have hard bags. You can't push on a soft bag. Sorry, I shouldn't say that because, you know, like on our group, we let Honda guys in too and jet bike guys. I mean,
that's,
you know,
all right.
They got bikes.
We always did, but they're,
they,
you know.
And most of them got a pretty good sense of humor.
They do.
That's one of our rules, no baiting. So I guess, you know, I shouldn't be saying that stuff because it just baits a fight.
No baiting.
No baiting. Okay, well, I get that.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. But, all right, Bob, we're going to let you roll.
Yep.
Okay,
and
buddy.
Thank
Sounds
you for
good.
Calling. Stay in touch with us. And,
you're welcome.
You know, share this post. I tagged you in it so you can share it with the guys in the group. All right, I also put it on the group page, too, so. And okay, definitely go check out Biker Bob's Joke of the Day.
Biker Bob, yep, Joke of the Day. Buy a t-shirt. Talk to you later.
You got it, buddy.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye now. That guy's a rip.
Why did I hear your beep, 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 beep thing?
Because he hung up before I got to hang up.
Oh.
That's why. So how about we play a commercial real quick?
Yeah, let's play a commercial.
All right, let me find one here.
Well, while you're finding that, don't play it yet. I want to show that poster.
Yes, before you go there.
Here we go.
Now, we go to Sturgis, okay? If you're going to Sturgis, you have to look for this sign, where Harley Davidson Singles to Mingle, okay? And look for this beautiful lady, okay?
That's
Michelle Hollywood right there. You go up to her, she will give you an autographed picture. Check her out. Definitely go check her out. Like her page. Join her page if you're single. And that's it. And you have to have a Harley Davidson, though, I believe, because it's Harley Davidson.
I know. That's why she booted me.
Oh, you're out?
I'm out.
Oh,
yeah,
you're out.
She sent me a really nasty message.
Wow. Good for you. No, well, good for her, actually.
I'm sure she was very politically correct.
I should say.
She was politically correct. She booted my ass out like everybody else.
See ya.
It's all right.
No.
Toast. That's it.
I'm single, but I don't have a bike.
Yeah.
So I can't mingle.
You can't mingle. You need a motorcycle.
You need a motorcycle, brother.
And I can be a bitch on the back and get a motorcycle. I actually do have my son's cafe racer, which I think I'm just going to.
The steal?
No.
It's
sitting in my shed, and I'm just going to use that to. Caught around town.
There you go.
Are you ready to go to commercial break?
I think I am. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. Hang on and make sure the box.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out. Your buds are all contacted. The ride is about to begin. But do you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Open at 9 a.m. every day for that early start to a great day. Goodfellas Cigars has everything a brother or sister of the leaf and road needs, with a vast selection of domestic and imported cigars to choose from. Travel humidors, palm humidors, lighters, cutters, everything you need. With a strong selection of Esteban Cadena, La Flor Dominicana, Domo, Oliva, and many, many more inside their 10-by-16-foot walk-in humidor. Goodfellas Cigars has everything for your cigar pleasure. Gift certificates are also available. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Hosts are here all day, and the coffee is on. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah. Biker Trash Nation is
all right, so if you saw that disgusting face I made during the commercial break... I'm telling Johnny not to drink his coffee close to the microphone because he could hear it. It sounds disgusting. And then he belches. And it smelled like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, my God. I caught like a tail end.
I just hope you guys, you know, along with that visual, so now you could understand why I make the faces that I make during the commercial breaks, because
yes,
this dude over here is disgusting.
Thank you.
But he's my radio husband, so I gotta like him.
I have to make an important announcement.
Okay. Oi, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Cold Cock Whiskey. Cold Cock Whiskey is some awesome whiskey. You guys are all over the country. So Cold Cock Whiskey isn't everywhere yet, but they will be. But if you check out Cold Cock Whiskey, you can get it in your local bar or liquor store. You got to check out this Cold Cock Whiskey.
We need a bottle.
We have a bottle somewhere.
We have shot glasses, but no bottle.
Yes. And this stuff is so good. I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I drank half that bottle by myself. It was that good. So check out Cold Cock Whiskey, man.
Definitely
want to see them, all right? See them? Why would you want to see them?
Go to coldcockwhiskey.com.
Coldcockwhiskey.com. So what else we got? What's going on?
I really got nothing, really.
I had a burp again.
Oh, please, dear God, do not do that.
Anybody want to smell Dunkin' Donuts?
No. So, no one wants to smell anything. All right, so in a couple of weeks, we do have to talk about this Wednesday, the 24th, down at the Shamrock Pub in Halesite, New York. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio will be there. But the weather is kind of iffy, and if it rains, the hot rods and the hot bikes and the hot chicks and the hot mama, meaning me, is not going to be there. So they're going to make it for the following Wednesday, but we'll post that information on our page. And then June 4th, we have Aiden Has a Posse New York, starts out at Indian Larry in Brooklyn, starts and ends there. So
we will be there.
Yes, we will all be there, and I will have a booth set up for
us. And we'll be on the bikes.
No, I can. I'm setting up a booth, so all my tent does not fit on a bike. But you can come down on your motorcycle. That's fine. We'll let you do that. That's where we're going to be in June, I think. I don't know where else we're going to be. Where are you
going
to be?
Well, we got to – what else is going on in June? No, that's in September. I'm thinking about taking a ride up to Lake George maybe.
For what?
Americade.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
And they got Laconia going on, both in June?
That's Father's Day weekend, usually Laconia Bike Fest week. Yeah. But, sadly, I will not be able to.
If anyone's going to Laconia or Americade, let's talk about it. You know, you want to talk about it? You've been there?
We'll do a meetup.
Yeah.
We can do a mayhem meetup.
A mayhem meetup.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But you have a lot going on coming up because you got, I don't know, is there going to be strip club? I know Strip Club Choppers is going to be...
Do you want me to go to the page so you can
cheat? Yeah, go to the page because I'm going to be there.
Hold on, because he doesn't have a memory.
Yeah, my memory
is gone. And the information is posted, so he could actually, go there. But,
it's going to be Brian's Backyard Barbecue in Middletown.
Isn't that a private thing?
Up there this weekend?
No, it's not a private thing. You got to buy tickets for it.
Okay.
And it's $80 a ticket, and you go up there, and you have all the food you can eat and drinks. And, some bands. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the names of the bands, though, but some pretty big names. Johnny Lang won't be there, but Strip Club Choppers will be. And
they're
I believe Deadwood Choppers is going to be up there also. And there's one more, but I can't remember who it was. And actually,
it's not listed on his
They never told
list.
Me, because he's not going to be there. It's going to be one of his...
other... branches of Strip Club...
That's right.
Choppers.
And so...
Well, we got Harley Fest going on in Farmington Hills.
Okay.
They're going to be there June 9th through the 11th. And then Baca, South Jersey chapter, the 100-mile ride, that's June 10th.
All right.
Okay, and that's going to start at, I believe, the Woodstown Moose Lodge or something in Woodstown, New Jersey. Just go to newjersey.bacaworld.org for more information. Oh, and we're going to be... Oh, no, we're not going to that one. But the Smokeout Rally is June 17th through the 18th in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Nice.
That's the Smokeout Rally.
What about Mountain Fest? What is that?
Yeah, that's coming up. That big mountain run.
That's where is that? Up in
Virginia.
West Virginia.
If John Frew calls in, he can talk about it.
John Frew, if you're out there, give us a ring.
John, we know you're listening.
Yeah, John, I was listening.
We can see you.
He's cool that way.
Yeah, no,
I see him
that way.
No, I can smell he's eating something good.
He's guys, probably at Primanti Brothers
every
without
day he
you.
He sends me pictures of food, and I'm dying. Joe.
You're always dying.
Give a shout, John. I know you're out there.
So did you eat any good barbecue down in Freeport on the North Island?
Actually, you know what? This is great. I was invited to a birthday party.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
On Saturday night.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Nathan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Mike Egan invited me. And not only was there, like, beer and shit, but there was barbecue that was catered from Dave's Famous Barbecue.
Really?
Did you notice his voice change when he started talking about the food?
Yeah, you talk about me getting wet in the seat. Listen to you. Go ahead.
They came with this big trailer, and they fucking cooked, man. And it was awesome. Uh-oh. I have a feeling...
I don't know who this is.
I'm curious. Hold on. Hello?
I'm looking for Johnny.
Who's this?
This is Scooter Joe.
Scooter Joe.
He found his phone.
Scooter Joe. How you doing, Scooter Joe?
Johnny, turn him down a little bit.
Doing okay. I can't watch you, and I can't do two things on my phone at the same time.
That's all right.
They went swimming.
Oh, I heard about that, Scooter Joe. So what's going on, Scooter Joe? Where are you from, Scooter Joe?
Where am I from? I'm from Milka, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I live about...
All right.
I don't know, about an hour north of where Biker Bob lives.
You have any good cheese stories? I mean, I'd be done eating.
I love cheese.
I love cheese too.
Oh my god, I love cheese.
Is it really that good, the cheese down there? Out there? I mean,
up there, down there.
Over that way.
Well, you're out there from here. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I was missing it. I forgot. It said it was on in half an hour, and I turned it on, and it was already on.
Whoa.
Yeah. We started at 8 o'clock New York time, so I don't know what time it is. What time is it in Wisconsin right now?
It's
2 minutes.
Oh, we're going to be starting over again. Hold on a second.
Oh, we just started again.
We're going to start this all over again.
But, so tell us some cheese stories down there. You got good cheese? What's the best cheese you got down there?
From under?
The best cheese that we got over here. What do you think the best cheese is? I like pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
I like horseradish cheese.
Oh.
Horseradish cheddar cheese is my favorite.
That's the best. That's good shit.
Anybody that brings me the best horseradish cheese gets something. I don't know.
And it's not a sticker. You won't get a sticker. You'll get sticky.
You'll get sticky.
So what's up there, Joe?
Nothing. Kelly was just Biker Bob was just saying he gave me the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. He did it on purpose.
I was calling and calling and calling, and the woman said, "Quit calling here, please."
Oh, my God.
Who was that, your wife?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Biker Bob's wife. He said, "Quit calling."
Well, you guys sound like you have a fun time down there. That's really cool. So,
Scooter, do you ride a scooter or... They just make fun of you because your bike's little.
Ride?
What's the deal?
And I happen to see that I think that he was a little generous with the 30% don't get in.
Oh, really?
Because half of these assholes that I've been checking out, about 80% of them aren't worthy.
Oh, really? But I'm glad you guys like us.
When you have nothing but cats and dog pictures on your profile, you're not getting it.
Oh, no. There's a picture of me on my cover photo with my boobs hanging out in front of a motorcycle.
Boobs.
So I should...
You only have one.
I have two boobs. I only have one nipple. Get it straight.
What is the other one? Like an elbow? I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
You know, you're such a dick sometimes. You know? Really? Oh, God. He knows I'm ticklish and he does his shit.
You have some other people on tonight, right?
Nah, sure. It's a rainy Monday. If somebody calls in, we're gonna boot you off. And that's it. So what do you ride, Scooter?
New York. It sounds like you're from Boston.
Boston?
No.
I ain't from Boston. Listen, I'm from New York. All right. Don't even get me started.
Oh, there she goes with that's the accent.
I'm gonna get heavy on the New York.
New York.
I'm trying to be good. I'm trying not to sound like I'm from New York, but I can't help it. I sound like that's...
We got a phone call coming in, so...
So, yeah, Scooter, we're booting you off.
You're on the air.
Hold on, Scooter.
Hello?
I was on Facebook, seeing you guys on there.
Okay. Who's this?
And I was just wondering what, I've been listening for a little bit. I was just wondering what the, what's the subject? What's the topic today? Or what are we talking about?
Mayhem.
Absolutely it's, nothing.
It's Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and basically whatever you want to talk about that's bike related or food related.
Or booby related.
Or booby related is what we talk about. So
we actually have, we're going to be calling in one of our motorcycle mechanics, Randy the Wrench, for, we give a tip of the month from him on the motorcycles, and we have people call us up from their events. We go to local bike events. I was down in Daytona and met up with Dave Perowitz. We had him actually call in. We had Chris Callen from Cycle Source Magazine call in.
And you.
And, yeah, and me. And Kevin Beener. So we talk about events, you know, that
so
the groups.
Who do we have listening on?
Yeah, what's your name?
Who are you?
My name's Randy.
Hi, Randy. Hey, Randy. How are you?
Where are you from, Randy?
I'm outside of Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, that's nice.
Go Royals, go Chiefs.
All right. So what do you think of the show so far that you've seen?
And heard.
Oh, I kind of like that chick's New Jersey accent. That sounded pretty authentic.
Thank you so much. And you know what? He's got
that.
A sexy voice like Justice Colt.
Oh boy.
So
I got a bike. I don't have a chopper, but I got a Super Glide that I'm real proud of.
Did you customize it for yourself? Yeah. Do you do your own repair work or no?
Am I a mechanic? Well, I'm a shade tree mechanic.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Excellent.
I can manage.
How about we send them some stickers?
We could if
That's about all I can afford, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have a bike anymore. I have my son's bike that I borrow. But,
I
look good on the back of any bike, just saying.
I have a fat boy.
No, you are a fat boy. Let's get that straight.
Well, you beat me to that one.
Buddies, he's one of the head honchos at Gail's Harley-Davidson. They call him desk manager, and he tries to educate me on. I mean, it's hard for me to tell the models apart, you know.
Right.
The basic models, but Harley's got so many models.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I kind of rely on him for knowledge and this, that, and the other. And I don't know if you guys ever been to, probably haven't been, ever been to Gail's Harley Davidson in Grandview, Missouri, but it is a state-of-the-art dealership.
Oh, really?
We'll check it out.
Put that on
the list.
You
can't say enough about this dealership.
We'll put that link up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir?
We'll put the link up on our page on the Facebook here.
Okay, yeah. It's state-of-the-art. They feed you.
Really?
On bike nights, they feed you. They give you free beer.
No,
really? They supply entertainment. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
I know where Johnny's going to go.
You know, that's what I noticed about these Harley dealers outside of New York. They don't have that here where they have beer and stuff. You know what I mean?
No, but they don't do the beer thing, but they do some of the – each Harley Davidson is different depending on the jurisdiction, but the Harley Davidsons out by us, Miracle Mile and things like that, they have a pancake breakfast every Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on Saturdays they have a barbecue too. But it's in the afternoon. It's not really at night. They don't really do like an official.
If you ever gone to some of these dealers outside New York that's out there in the Midwest, it's huge. They have a bar that's part of the dealership.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
So Randy, how long have you been riding?
I've been riding since I was 10 years old, sweetheart.
Wow. Oh, he called me sweetheart. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wait, now you're making a stick to the chair now.
Wait, I got to move.
Now, my dad bought me a mini bike when I was 10, and I just gradually progressed.
Nice.
I went from a Honda 90 to a Yamaha 125 to a 750 Honda to a couple of Harleys, and now that I'm 60, I bought an 09 Glide 2 years ago with 1,800 miles on it.
Nice.
There you go.
And since it's got a 96-inch engine, and it's got, you know, Vance and Hines short shots, and done a little work to it, and I'm really proud of it, and I keep her all shined up, and go to bike nights whenever I can, and I just can't say enough about American-made bikes. I mean, I'm American. I tell my friends, my skin's white, my heart's red, and my blood's blue until it hits oxygen.
That's great, man.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you for that. That's a perfect way to say it.
Awesome. Yes.
Absolutely perfect way to say it.
So, is this the first time you're listening to the show?
No, he said...
I'm sorry, sir. You kind of echoed a little bit. Would you repeat that?
Is this the first time you're listening to the show?
Yes, it is. I'm just scrolling through Facebook, and I saw this, and I go, wow, that looks pretty cool. I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to buzz in, but I'm going to have to be honest with you. I've lost 22% of my hearing, and all through, I think it's the guy on the left, on my left, it would be the guy with the, well, the guy with the beard.
Oh.
I can hear him pretty well, but the other two are kind of sound like there's a little bit of an echo, and like I say, with my 22% hearing loss, I know you guys are saying something,
okay,
but I'm not picking it all up.
Oh, man. All
righty.
Sorry.
No, well, at least you're hearing the person that speaks eloquently, and that is Rod.
Yes.
And it would probably help. It would probably help if we spoke one at a time.
That too.
Yes.
Thank
we're
you.
Being educated, too. Same thing.
And we're being educated.
I like this guy.
But I like Randy, too. Yes. Thank you for Thank being you. A first-time listener and calling.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty
that
damn
is
cool.
How awesome.
Does this happen? How often does it happen so I know when to tune in?
Every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All yeah. right. Now, if you private message Mama Mayhem over here, Margaret,
on our page,
she will send you some stickers.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, our page, private message on our page, we'll send you some stickers, all right?
Give us your address and we'll send you stickers out, some helmet stickers.
Maybe I'll catch you next Monday night, and I sure do appreciate you answering my call and talking to me. I feel privileged.
We're privileged that you called us.
Thank you for calling us.
And
yes.
thank you for listening. And yes. welcome to the Mayhem, Randy.
Welcome to the Mayhem.
And you can tell us all about rides in Missouri. I mean,
and spread the word.
Do you have time or no?
I'll catch you next week, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good, Randy.
Call us next week. Sure.
You are a friend of the show, Randy.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care now. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Okay.
So I totally loved his voice. Now there's a competition now between his voice. And Justice Colt's voice. Just saying.
Nice.
I mean, you know, I don't know who's going to make me squirm in my seat more, him, Randy, or
I'm calling this person.
We need to get all
this.
Three of them
okay.
on the phone at the same
no,
time.
No, we don't, because then I'm going to explode. I will explode.
I want
oh,
to
my God.
With the
that
Southern accents.
Bad.
No, it would be like the scene from that Harry Loves Sally movie.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Who do we have?
You have Rebecca Dunn.
Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca, hey. Did you hear my shout-out to you in the beginning of the show?
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Thank you for getting the Monday Mayhem going and all that shit. So that reminds me, I have to scroll through that page to pick out the bike
that.
I like.
Yeah.
All right, so let me do that.
Well, Johnny, Johnny's scrolling. So, Rebecca, I replied to you as us on the page, but yeah. Rod was only joking. I really thought he was serious with the comment that he had said earlier that he got booted out.
No,
and
I think you should boot him now.
No. And Rebecca had made a comment that she would never boot him, you know, boot him out. And I'm like, did she think he was serious too? Because I thought he did. I mean, he's good at that. So you got to watch. I mean, he's really good at making you believe shit that comes out of his mouth. So even though we know it's not true, but we love your group. We love what you guys are doing for us. And
Yes.
I wish we were going to be down in
this moniker that you gave us is insane. It's great. Thank you.
Did you see the picture of Michelle?
Oh,
I got John Football here.
We actually showed the photo of her with the boxing gloves earlier pretty much in the beginning. Well, midway through the show, probably like 35 minutes into the show. But you'll see it again. We'll put it up. We might use that as our closing photo for the show.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Rebecca Land with you, darling?
Rebecca Land's boring, so let's go to Hollywood Land.
Okay, let's go to Hollywood Land. What's happening there? What's going on? Let everybody know.
Hollywood Land, she wants you to know that from now on, Mondays is dedicated to Mayhem Radio.
That's
Woo-hoo!
Awesome.
We
That's
love
awesome.
It.
Thank you. We love that.
Thank you so much.
She also wants them to know, too, when they go to Sturgis, they have to mention Mayhem Radio to get the poster.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We got to say that. We didn't say that before.
So now, Rebecca, if you do me a favor, because I'm the secretary around here, apparently, because I'm the only one that knows how to use the internet, private message me the actual place that she's going to be. And everything. And if there's an event page or something, share the link with me in a private message, and then I will share it on our page. And as we get closer to Sturgis, I'll keep reposting and sharing it and putting that little thing to mention
What's going on?
You know, Mayhem Radio, and
yes,
you guys will do your little special giveaway for our Mayhem fans that are listening and are going to be down in Sturgis.
That's great that you're doing that.
We love you guys. I can't believe it. I think this is fabulous.
I can't believe that she's giving away at Sturgis and she's not even giving it to us.
Well, you know, we got enough stuff from them. I think this is a great thing for our fans. It's not always about us. It's about you guys.
That's right.
So I think it's great.
I get kicked off.
We love. We love. You didn't get kicked off. I'm going to kick you, Michelle. I'm stealing your line, but I'm actually taller than him.
Punch
no,
me.
I'm saying to Michelle because Michelle's listening. I know Rebecca's on the phone, but she said she was going to stand on a chair and
throat punch
and throat punch him. I could elbow him right now for that. But that's all right.
That's right.
So many people take pleasure in that.
Well.
I know, me too.
When's our Chinese food getting here? I'm hungry.
10 minutes.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Well, Rebecca, we love you guys so much.
Yes, we do.
And drop the.
And we love you guys.
And don't forget, drop it in a, you know, a private message me on the Mayhem, Motorcycle Mayhem Facebook page. All that info because I want to make sure we get it right.
That's right.
This way it's embedded in Johnny's brain, and then we can keep sharing it as we get close.
So if you heard out there, you go to Sturgis, go to their booth, mention Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and then she'll give you a signed picture of Michelle Hollywood.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Don't forget to do that now. All right? So that's that. Well,
thank you, guys.
Rebecca, thank you for calling in. We love you.
Love you.
Let's see you later.
Bye. Are you going to call John True back now?
I'm going to call him back now.
All right. What? John, we're calling you back right now because we don't.
You got a problem with that?
Hey. We got to call Randy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John True.
Hello.
What's up, Johnny? How are you? Sorry, man. We were on the other line before.
That's okay. I am doing fine. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing just dandy. Dandy.
It's rainy and crappy, but it's dandy.
I thought I would call in and try to get Margaret to squirm in her seat.
You got to talk really deep.
Hold on,
turn the bass up on you. Then
don't. Just lower the volume a little bit because he's a little too loud. No, I squirm for John, too. He's got one of them voices.
I squirm for him, too, because he's got the food every day. He sending me packages of
Listen,
like hot
I'm going to Primanti Brothers without you. I cannot
Yeah, we got to go.
They have corned beef, right?
What am I, chopped liver?
They have corned beef there, too, right, at Primanti's?
You know.
John?
Yes, they have corned beef.
Not to mention anything, but yes, Primanti's is going to be freaking amazing. I cannot wait to go. You're talking about corned beef. But you know what? We have cats, don't forget, in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever ate a cat's deli in Pastrana?
Oh, I thought you were talking about real cats.
No.
God, I was with you.
Cat's deli.
Oh, I'm thinking he's about to talk about some Chinese restaurant in Chinatown.
Cat's deli with a K. K-A-T-Z. Cat's deli is a famous deli. In New York City, famous for pastrami. John, when you go to New York, we'll take you there. Oh. And you take it to Primanti Brothers, all
okay,
right?
Okay, sure.
Gotta pick up the Woody Allen. That thing is so huge.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Yeah, but I thought Katz's Deli closed.
No.
I think Carnegie closed.
No, it was
Carnegie that
closed.
All right.
And I know, because I know.
He knows. Johnny knows
he
everything.
He knows his pastrami.
For a non-Jew, you know. I know these things.
There's a really great Jewish deli here on Long Island in Plainview, man. That you want a good pastrami close to home?
Well, yeah,
on Old Country Road, Regal.
Next to the bank?
The bank, yeah.
The new
bank.
TD Bank?
Are we doing free plugs again without people paying
I give
us?
It a 7.
No, okay.
You give it a
6
seven.
And a half.
We're so broke.
Sorry. So, John, what's on your mind, brother?
Oh, wait. Okay.
Well, I have tomorrow off. It's going to be a beautiful day, and I have a million things to do, but I think I'm just going to go out and ride my bike all day.
Oh, sweet, man. Yeah, good
That's
for you, man.
Good. I'm getting a new refrigerator tomorrow.
So that means, if he's not working tomorrow, he'd be on his bike, I'm getting pictures of food all day tomorrow. How does that mean?
Is that what you're going to do, John? Do you torture him?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
I
sent him a picture of barbecue pork rinds one day.
Oh, oh you're
man.
One of those.
And then he had these barbecued beef sticks at the store I was at the other day, and I bought them, and actually they weren't very good. They weren't good at all.
Yeah, you said they weren't that good. So
listen. Tell us about the big mountain run thing that's going on. Because that's actually why we were giving you a shout out. That's coming up in West Virginia, and they have the Cycle Source ride-in show.
June 6th, I believe, is going to be the first day, and they're going to have their kickoff party at Steel City Harley-Davidson down in Washington, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then they're going to camp out there, I believe. And then Chris and the boys are going to ride 150 miles.
Wow.
A tips tour type run. And it's going to be running all through West Virginia, and they're going to go to an Indian motorcycle museum down there somewhere that I have not been to yet, and make it, they're going to ride all around the mountains of West Virginia, and then they're going to make it to where the big mountain run is going to be, and then it's going to go on for the rest of that weekend.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to be there Saturday, depending on what's going on with my job, but yeah, I can't be blowing off every time.
I think that's what
that would have to be the second weekend.
No, the weekend after the 6th. That weekend coming up. Yeah. So I think we're gonna try and mosey on over there. I think Johnny should experience the big mountain.
Yeah, you guys come down, you know, for the Saturday, camp out for the Sunday, and hang out. And there's gonna be a lot of people down there, a lot of talent, a lot of guys building some bikes for the bike show that they have going on.
Right.
I think it'll work out pretty well, you know?
Yeah. Cool. No, definitely check it out.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, because I keep looking for events and stuff, and all I see is flyers or information, but I don't see like an actual event page or a website where the information is on.
There is a website, Big Mountain Run.
Okay, hold
and
on.
And it's also on the Cycle Source magazine Facebook page, and then they have a Big Mountain Run Facebook page.
Oh, there it is. I just found it now. It says the BMRWV.com. That's the Big Mountain Run. Big Mountain Run. Oh, there it is. That's why I couldn't do it, because it was abbreviated.
Oh.
So I just figured that out. All right. So
serving weights while the masturbates. All right.
Oh, you're such a jerk. You know, I'm just going to do like Robin.
Hey, I have a quick story. You know, we talk about events all the time and going to events and having a good time. And a few years ago, a buddy of mine and I, we rode her out to Sturgis, and Bobby was the type of guy that he never went anywhere on his bike, but locally, you know, to the local bars and whatever. And he was a trooper. He cranked it on all the way out from Pittsburgh to Sturgis, broke down in Chicago, and I'm in front of him, look in my mirror, and he's not there.
Uh-oh.
Found him a couple hours later, broke down along the road. We get to Sturgis. I said, Bobby, watch it out here, right in front of the campground we were at. Cops had people pulled over at all times. The speed limit was 35 mile an hour.
Right.
If you were doing 36, you were getting pulled over.
Wow, one of them. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I'm down an hour away from the campground with a friend of mine from Daytona, a bartender I knew. We're hanging out at this bar, and I get a phone call, and he says to me, can you push my bike into the campground? I said, what? He said, can you push my bike into the campground? I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, I said, you got DUI, didn't you? He says, yeah. So the cop gets on the phone, and he says, can you be here in the next 5 minutes and get his bike? Now, literally, the bike and the tent was only 100 feet from apart from each other, and the cop would not let him push his bike to the tent.
Oh, God.
Wow. So they impounded. I asked him, I said, what happened, Bobby? He says, well, I was coming down the road, and the cop had somebody pulled over in the parking lot already, and his headlights were shining up the road, and I couldn't see, so I went past. The cop car went down the road, turned around, went up, and there was the cop, and the cop pulled me over. I said, all right. I said, well, I'll come get you. I said, they're not going to let you out till tomorrow. The girl in Witz kept saying, come on, John, let's go get him out of jail. Let's go get him out of jail. I said, they're not going to let him out tonight. So all day I'm waiting for a call. He finally calls me up. He says, hey, he says, you want to come pick me up to jail? And I'm like, yeah. I said, where's your bike? He said, it's on the impound yard.
Oh,
I said, well, you need money for bail. He said, oh, no, the sheriff's here are really nice. They took me to an ATM machine in handcuffs so I can get $500 out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had him in handcuffs, took him to the ATM machine so he can get money out for bail. Wow. So while we were there, while waiting for him, there's an attorney stand at the door with business cards.
Oh,
as soon as the guys walked out, they're handing out business cards and said, look, for $800, I can get this dropped. Don did something else. This way, it's not a DUI. I mean, it was $2,500 by the time he got out of there. Got his bike out of impound, everything.
So the moral.
So he says to me, "Don't tell anybody from home." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "But you're gonna have to ride bitch on my bike to the impound."
Oh man.
Said, "Okay, well, you don't have a choice." So we go down the bottom of this hill to Main Street to get to the impound yard. Wouldn't you know, we run into a whole flock of people from our hometown. Everybody we knew. Like, right in the whole crowd of them. And they're all like, "Bobby, what are you riding on John's bike for?"
Oh, that's,
I looked at him, smiled. I said, "We got to go to the impound yard. You got DUI last night." And then within 5 minutes, everybody in Pittsburgh knew.
Oh, my God.
So much for keeping it a secret, John.
Facebook Live. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
It went viral. Well, back then, there was no Facebook Live, you know. So what happened is we go to the hearing a couple days later, got on 1 year probation. I just happened to be at his house the next year. He got a letter 1 year to the day from the state of South Dakota saying you were off probation, blah blah blah, you know, for whatever charge it was.
Oh my God.
So it cost him around $2,500 by the time he got out of it.
Wow.
All for a beer.
So behave when you're out there.
Yeah, and start that's right. I do like 2 miles below the speed limit. I try to. But we gotta do some shout outs.
Thank you for calling the show, brother. And
well, you're welcome.
I'm sure I'll hear from you tomorrow.
I might be going. I'm going to the city tomorrow. I'm going to Pittsburgh tomorrow. I have to go to my Union Hall, pay some dues.
All right.
I'll stop at Permanis.
Then you send me pictures. Send me pictures.
They deliver freeze dried food. Just saying, they deliver. They do.
All right.
We do.
Well,
but thanks for calling in, John.
Have a great night, brother. Be careful out there.
All right, you guys have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Yes, and yes, Jim Coleman, we are going to be in North Carolina September 9th.
Yes.
Yes.
I have I found the bike on the page.
All right.
My favorite bike, and I'm going to shout them out, and we're going to get doing them stickers, all right?
So could you download that picture and then share the picture to our feed?
I could.
Could you not? Could you?
Okay.
Wait.
that's my pick.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I agree.
Kendra Armstrong.
You win.
Come on down. Kendra Armstrong gets the stickers.
Right.
So if Kendra, if you're listening, if anybody out there that knows Kendra that's in the group.
Let her know.
Let her know that she won the stickers for today's
I'm going to tag Rebecca and let her know. Rebecca Dawn. All right, hold on. Let Kendra know.
And I had no influence in Johnny's pick on this one, so don't go anywhere with that.
Our bike one.
And I'm going to share it on our page.
Okay. Well, you can do that later.
We'll do it later.
We don't have to do it now.
Okay, so Kendra won the stickers. We need t-shirts, damn it. We really
do. Well, I know. I'm going to have a meeting with that guy.
Yes,
you're
going to have a meeting.
But in the meantime, you can buy really cool t-shirts and gear from Sin City Cycles in Massachusetts, in Lynn, Massachusetts. That's you can go to Sin City Cycles is 74 gear, and that's a 7 and a 4 right on Facebook. He's got a lot of great stuff, and Greg designed a lot of it, and he designed all the women's line. And ladies, I'm telling you, this stuff is pretty damn hot.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with some of the DOT3 clothing that he has. That's really.
Yeah, he's got
too many people going in that direction. That's cool.
No, he's got a good selection, not overkill. Definitely stuff that the women would appreciate, and the men, and the hoodies are awesome. And I want one of them Irish skull caps, too.
Oh, those are cool, too.
Yeah, you know, for St. Patrick's Day and stuff, because I can never find enough green.
Nice.
I can't find enough green. But anyway, there was a few people. I don't know what's going on with my fake book here. There was a few shout-outs that I wanted to give to a couple of people. Frank DeSalvo says, "Hey, what's up, Rod?"
Hello, Frankie.
Dave Brunson, what did he say? 15K? I don't understand that. Okay, I don't get it.
Oh,
but for the ticket.
For the ticket in South
Carolina. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. So, no, I always drive slow. It doesn't really matter.
We had another phone call, but we missed it, so I'm going to call them back real quick.
Oh, Xavier, how
then
you doing?
Then we'll do the shout-outs.
Yeah. Oh, that's who I was going to say next.
I'm calling.
Oh, and hey, Doug McKee from Tennessee.
Doug McKee.
Oh, that rhymes.
Doug McKee from Tennessee.
Who are you calling?
They called before.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Let's see. Mayhem is calling you back.
Motorcycle. Okay. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Who we got on the phone?
This is John Frith.
How'd I get? Oh, you called that number before. Oh, I'm sorry. You called that number and then you called my other
John,
number.
John, I wasn't going to tell him. I knew it was you. Okay. He's such a dick. No.
I'm a dick. No, he called that number first.
Oh.
That's why. Man. All right, John. Talk to you tomorrow. Sorry to bother you. Go back to your food. Bye bye.
Hey, Larry Dotson, first time watching.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. And Randy also from Missouri. And then we had Scooter Joe from Wisconsin. With
Scooter Joe, man.
Awesome. Scooter Joe, I need a link with horseradish cheese. Somebody send me a link to the best horseradish cheese.
Maybe Biker Bob can send us a chicken.
Who wants a chicken?
I'll take a chicken.
Why would you want a chicken?
Eggs. You can have fucking chicken wings.
I want to see you going into the pen and getting those eggs.
I can chase that shit down.
Hey, listen, I can milk an egg. I mean, or whatever.
You can milk an egg. That I want to see.
I'm a farm girl. Right. That's it. I just go on the side of the road, and the people out here, they do the trustworthy thing. They put the fresh eggs out there, and you put the money in a little tin. Yeah, it's nice. It's actually pretty nice after where I live.
Well,
I want to say hello to people. There's Burgess from Louisiana.
Cool.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Any internationals tonight?
Joe is calling. Oh, his phone worked. Thank you, Long Bob. Yeah, we already spoke to Scooter Joe. All right. So I had that. But I'm trying to find out. There was a bunch of other people here, and I lost it. Oh, hi, Kendra. And
you won.
You won. Oh,
Kendra Vizzo?
Kendra. Yeah, well, Kendra is actually listening. She's like, hey, thank you. So, Kendra, do us a favor. Just private message our Facebook page, your mailing address. It could be your work address or whatever. You don't want to give us your personal information.
That's fine.
And I will email you some stickers.
And I like your bit of zaniness. You fit in well with us.
Yes, she does.
And thank you, Michael Egan. A shout out to Al Jr.
Mike, if you're out there and you're listening, give me a call on my phone right now because he's the one who knows all about the Brian's Backyard Barbecue. So if you want to give a shout, Mike, I'm here. I'm going to talk to you about the Brian's Backyard Barbecue thing. And a shout out to Norman, too, right?
Yeah, I guess. And Max made fun of my joke with my comment of milk and egg. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I really am a natural blonde. I dye my hair, you know, just to be on the dark side.
What about the road captain?
Michael Harrison is in Ireland right now. I know, and he's been messaging us back and forth. Yes. But yeah, roadcaptain.com for the app. I don't know when it's launching, but it's soon, man.
Well, it's soon. Mike Coleman now.
Of course.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem. You're on the air, Mr. Mike Egan. How are you, sir?
What's going on, Johnny?
How are you, sir? How are you?
Hanging in there.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about Brian's Backyard Barbecue. What's going on there?
It's a memorial for his nephew who passed away a while ago. And he used to have a barbecue every year. And it turned into this big music festival with biker clubs and musicians. Derek St. Holmes, who Ted Nugent is playing.
Okay, nice.
Turner is playing. And there's like 10 other bands playing. Actually, Joe and Al Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult, Dennis Dunaway from the Alice Cooper Band. With that band, Blue Coop.
Okay.
And it's all day. It's from 1 in the afternoon to 1 in the morning. Free barbecue, free beer, 12 bands. And
I was passed out. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mike, when you say free food to Johnny, you know what happens. So.
I think just, Mike has experienced this.
Don't mention free barbecue or free beer.
Mike can meet me on Saturday.
No, we'll make him be at the cleanup crew. Make sure he doesn't get in until 12:59.
There you go.
He's got 1 minute to
Mike
eat.
Mike is smart enough just to stand aside and let it go. There's no stopping this.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. His son-in-law's birthday party was unbelievable. It really was.
Yeah, it was good seeing you.
Yeah, it was good. So
did you remember Rod Steen?
Oh, you know what? Thanks for reminding me. I have him upstairs. I will bring him down. Thank you.
He broke up on that.
Yes, I have your CDs, Rod, from...
Oh, the cinch? Oh,
yes, I have them for you.
Mike, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to that for a long time.
So
you are the man. Thank you.
Exactly. I figured the easiest way to get them to you was to give them to Johnny.
But you know
it's not the easiest way.
It's not the easiest way because this guy might have eaten them on the way home.
CDs? You can eat CDs?
Yeah.
Johnny.
Well, the barbecue sauce can eat them.
Mike, but how Mike, you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a long time, man. I hope everything's good.
Mike is a great guy, man. Yeah,
I didn't hear you.
I just said I haven't seen you in a long time. I hope everything is good up there.
Everything's good. Everything's happening. Just waiting to retire soon.
There you go. Mike is an awesome friend of mine. I love Mike. And I'm looking forward to having a good weekend with him when we go up there for the barbecue.
Yeah, he's
and when
really
is that weekend
people.
Again?
When is that weekend, Mike?
That's June 24th.
June 24th.
June 24th.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And Brian's backyard.
Can I just give a shout-out to the memorial?
Sure.
They have a memorial for a friend of ours, Mikey Bones Gabino. He passed away in April, and Greg Smith is throwing a memorial for him on June 4th at KJ Farrell.
Yes.
I know, Mike.
So, we'll be there.
If anybody...
We're not.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
Oh.
Please come down and you know, if you can, and it'll be a good day.
Yeah.
Just a lot of memories.
Listen, if you can share us a link to Johnny so we can share it on a page so we can get people out for that. You know, that would be great.
I will do that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we would really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Mike, thank you, man. Love you, brother, man. Me. Talk to you soon.
I love you too, Johnny. I'll talk to you soon.
Later, brother. Bye bye.
All right. So before I lose this, Jamie Patrick, Man of War Harley Shop in Lexington, Kentucky was cool. It's themed like a horse stable, beautiful facility. Awesome name. Sounds like a great place to go visit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to, like, a lot of these Harley shops, like, we, you know, Russ Myers, whatever, Russ Myers, Harley Davidson in Daytona. Every shop is different. And they give, and that's what I like about Harley Davidson. They give the shop owners a little free reign to decorate how they want.
I've been to a few cool ones. Like
I think it's pretty neat.
You know, one's like a warehouse.
I like the one with the beer.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of them. Outside New York, I like that.
I just want to make a quick point. Margaret was reading the comment about the Harley shop from Jamie, and Jamie's sitting here telling us that his friend Chris Richardson's on here for the first time, and that, no, Jamie, I'm sorry. I know you for many years. Not too many people are cooler than you, brother. But Chris Richardson, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Chris. Another new listener. We love it.
Awesome.
We love all the new listeners.
Bring them in. Share.
Sharing our stories.
Yeah. Go on our page. Like our page. You know, follow us.
Tell us where you hang out. We'll stalk you.
Tell us
where to hang out, man.
We might show up with the Mayhem crew.
We might.
We have a
And we might not.
Margaret might show her boob to you.
Boobs to everybody. What's the difference?
Yeah, she might. You know what I mean?
Except for Rod. And you. That's
nobody
it.
Nobody shows me. No co-workers.
You know what it is? It's like, like a sister now, so I can't see.
Yeah, you can't.
They're not going to arrange to me, man. I couldn't. A girl that was with us was showing her tits to everybody. I was like, I can't see those, you know? I was like this, though.
You can't see. Yeah, all right. So you want to call Randy Miller now?
I was going to call him.
We're getting, we only got like 26 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, as long as we want, because we own the whole station. So we do, we want it.
Well, yeah, but I'm hungry. I got to eat food, and so do you, Johnny, because you're kind of cranky right now because you came straight from work.
Give him a Snicker bar.
I'm not cranky.
We're calling Randy the Wrench, folks.
I had a Snickers bar. I'm feeling better.
I love those Snicker commercials.
Hello.
Mr. Randy the Wrench. How are you, sir?
What are you doing?
How you feeling?
Well, they pulled the staples out today, and I had to get back to work because I can't, it's been, a couple weeks, and I'm just behind on everything. So,
right.
So this is living.
It's been a long day, so I'm just exhausted. I'm waiting for this phone call, and then I'm going to bed.
All right, so this is living proof that a lobotomy does actually work.
John, you've been a long time living proof that a lobotomy works.
That's right. So make sure you let the air out of his ties the next time he comes in for a service, Randy. Just saying.
Which is next week.
Yeah, by the way.
So, Randy.
What's going on, Randy?
What's going on, Randy? What do you got for us?
Yeah, do you got any tips?
Here's something that is very important at this point in time. Here we are looking at Memorial Day weekend. Okay,
right.
Everybody's going to be out on their bikes, and what we really need to do is get these guys to just pay attention, watch out, because we're seasonal up here. For the winter time, people aren't used to seeing motorcycles. Now all of a sudden the motorcycles are out.
Yep.
And they don't see them. They don't pay attention. And a lot of people can get hurt. And you know, a lot of these guys on the bikes, you know, it's their own fault. They're doing stupid things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, to me, you know, these guys that do the going between the lanes and all the other stuff, they're just looking.
And the wheelies. We had a couple of recent happenings of a guy just drove into a parked truck. You popping a wheelie. Hello, you're not going to see anything that's in front of you. Nope. Let alone something that stopped in front of you. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you, Randy, on that respect.
You know, people don't see you. They pull out in front of you. You know, just take 2 seconds, slow down a little bit, pay more attention.
That's in driving in general.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I mean, look, you know, it's going to be a 3-day weekend. Yeah. Everybody's going to be out
drinking.
You know. There's going to be a lot of bikes out on the road.
There's a lot of bike events going on this weekend for the laying of the flag ceremonies at all the national, national cemeteries, especially out by us. And there's a lot of memorial parades going on. So there is a lot of activity, more so than usual. It's probably one of the busiest weekends just for automobile traffic. So with everybody that rides.
And then you add all these motorcycles in there, and if everybody would just take 2 steps back, slow down a little bit.
Right.
You know, stop being all excited that they're getting their bike out for the year and all that.
Yeah.
And just pay attention. You know, look, when you ride a bike, you gotta ride like everybody's out to get you.
Exactly.
So
that's what I do.
Assume they're out to get you, that they're going to pull out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be a little ahead so that, you know, we don't have to worry. You know, we don't have people that we know getting hurt, and everything else.
That's part of the problem because, you know what? Some of these people that ride bikes, they act like it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to. And then when I ride, even if I see a car pulling out of the parking lot, I'll either rev my engine so he hears me. I look at the guy, I point at him sometimes so he sees me. And I'm always cautious because, you know what? He's going to pull out one day.
Yeah.
And it happens. And you know what?
Right.
I just wait. I just wait till there's nothing coming in both directions.
I've been down a couple times and... You know, it happens, and after you've been down a couple times, you really start to change your attitude
this shit
about
hurts.
How you ride, because you know it is so easy and it happens so fast.
Oh yeah,
okay. Yep. You know, it's just so easy to just do the wrong, make one small wrong move, and the next thing you know, you're rolling around on the ground and a car's running you over.
Yeah,
you know,
So
you know that's. Really what I think is important for this weekend is to everybody just chill out and ride in groups. If you can, ride in groups. Riding in groups is proven to be safer than riding alone.
That's true.
You know?
That's very
true.
And you know what else, too? Like, when I ride, like, if I'm doing a ride, like, on a parkway or an expressway or something, I always have an escape plan. You try to have an escape plan when you're riding. If that guy does this, I'm going to do that. That guy does this, I'm going to do that.
Exactly.
Not that you always have that, but if you try to have that in your mind, always think the guy's going to do it.
But you got that mentality because you drive a truck like myself. You always have to look for the escape.
Right.
That's why I love truck drivers. They actually, believe it or not,
they're the best.
Right.
They're the best.
No, let me tell you something. I don't worry about the trucks on the road.
No. I worry about
the trucks.
The
trucks on the road are not a worry to me. These guys are professional drivers. They're doing it every day. They know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
It's the casual driver. The 18-year-old kid who just got his license. It's soccer mom who's got 3 kids in the back screaming and not paying attention.
Yep.
Those are the ones that are dangerous.
And the distracted driving. Put your goddamn phones down.
But
period.
The ones that annoy me the most are the ones that are in traffic in the morning going to work. Get out of my way. I think they feel because they're running late that they demand the road opens up for them.
Yep.
And they start
cutting
through,
going
on the shoulder and all. Yeah, those, you know, being a truck driver and you get stuck in traffic at times, you see some of the craziest drivers you've ever seen in your life. And those people in traffic, you know what? If you could get stuck for another 4 hours, good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, none of it's worth it.
No.
Look, if you get to the event 5 minutes later,
big deal.
Nothing's going to change. You,
you
know what I mean?
Nope. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, watch the drinking, because especially here in New York, they don't take that as a joke anymore.
No. Okay. First time you go, you lose your license.
It's not even that. I mean, I know a couple guys who have had problems that way, and it's cost them so much money that it's just beyond.
Oh, yeah.
comprehension.
It's not, it's only that. Then you got to go
20,
to class.
30 grand just before you can get your license back. And that's,
and you still got to go to classes.
That's devastating.
It is. Yeah. It is devastating. It sucks. Right. So, you know what?
I mean, well, you know something? I get the point. I mean, I do. Okay? You know, these guys, too many drunks do hurt too many people.
Right.
And so, I mean, they have no choice but to crack down. They have to. I mean, come on. I mean,
and they're going to this weekend for sure.
Yeah, this weekend's gonna be brutal.
They're
going
to be out in full force.
They're going to, you know? And you know what? I don't mind because, A, I don't drink and when I drive. I don't do distracted driving. I'll call my daughter up if I had two beers and have her come pick me up. Or I take a cab. I don't use Uber. That's what my children are for.
I was out and about today in my truck, and somebody texted me. I pulled over because it's just too easy to be distracted by a text that you think is just real simple. You can just answer them real quick. It doesn't work that way.
Five seconds. 5 seconds. You take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, and you went
500 feet.
No, almost a football, halfway through a football field. That's at the speed that you're going. And that's a long distance to keep your eyes off the road for 5 seconds.
If you're driving a big truck,
That's way too long to not paying attention. Look, I've been to enough funerals. I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm tired of going to funerals.
And Randy's been running for a long time. He knows what he's talking about with this shit.
It's
common sense also, but, you know.
And
you
look who I work for.
I've put a lot of miles on the road. I've been all over the country. I've been all over the place. And I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day you see something new that just makes you have to shake your head. But, you know, I've seen a lot. And you know, I've gotten to the point now where I don't drink and ride anymore.
Nope.
I don't. You know, I've cut all that stuff out because it's just too easy to you know. And you know, when you go down on a bike, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't care what you say. You're going to get hurt.
No matter what. If it's grass or cement or whatever, you're going to get hurt.
You're going to get hurt.
Don't matter.
It happens. And you know, I mean, look, I had surgery. I'm not going to be riding for another month, it looks like. You know, I had to cancel a couple of things I was going to be going. I was going to go up to to Americade. I had to cancel that. I had to cancel a couple of things.
Right.
You know, and do you want to jeopardize the rest of your season because you were screwing around and you went down and you know, broke a leg or something, and then you're not riding.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. No, we agree with you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, just because, you know, look, Memorial Day weekend, it's the crazy weekend because everybody and their brother digs out their bike and says, I'm going to go widen, you know?
Let's go.
And a lot happens, and I just hate to see it happen to people.
We just want everybody
actually
to
anybody, but especially to people we know, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Randy, we wanted you to go get some rest, man. Appreciate your phone call, man. We love you and your brother. And
Randy, thanks for the wishes the other day when I hurt myself on the job. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Max, we agree with you, too. It's defensive driving 24/7.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
Damn.
All right, Randy, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We love you, man.
Right, love you,
Randy. Feel better.
Bye.
All right, so me and Johnny have this inside joke, okay, because on a few of the shows, we say the same thing at the same time. So, yes, he is officially my radio husband now, because God damn it, I'm thinking like him. Or he's thinking like me, which I would rather that be the case, because I really don't want to think like you.
So let me ask you a question.
I do not want to be in Johnny's brain.
No.
But I want to give a shout out
to
Pearl Bennett in Wyoming. Okay.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
No, I'm dying to get out there. I want to get to the $1 million cowboy bar in Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay.
I heard that it's outrageous.
Uh-huh.
And Randy actually told me about it. And if he's there, if he's listening, what's his name?
Pearl.
Pearl, give a shout to us. Call us if you're listening right now. If you've been to the $1 million cowboy club, bar, whatever.
The place that Johnny was just
It's a steakhouse, so my mind's going. If you've been to the $1 million cowboy bar, give us a call, Pearl. All right? 877-917-5263.
And the number's all the way at the top of the feed, because I did remember to post it.
Good girl.
Did we forget anybody? I don't think so. Well, Offbeat Bikers, still listens to us. We'll get you our interview.
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely.
Pretty much.
Yes.
That's about it.
Offbeat Bikers.
Yeah, we didn't forget it. We didn't forget anybody,
well,
really.
Except
Scooter Joe's going to send me... What did he say he was going to send me? He's going to send me a garlic cheese. Listen, I've had that, and I'll
garlic
eat it.
Cheese?
I'll eat any cheese, except for jalapeno cheese. I won't eat that.
Like, No. But, horseradish is the best. Oh,
I
my
know.
God.
Yeah. There was something else I wanted to say, too, and I can't.
If you had Chinese food, what would you eat right now?
Shrimp with lobster sauce?
No.
Come up, young, come up some young guy. Is that what you want me to say?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, because it was Biker Bob joke night. So.
Come up some young guy?
Yeah, I eat that.
The cream of some young guy.
Huh?
The cream of some young guy.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
No happy ending for you. Forget it.
No.
You know, let's go to the Katz's Deli in the city.
That's right.
We thought it was real Katz.
Oh, my God. So I would like to personally thank everybody out there that listened to the show, that called in the show, that watched the show, that put up with us.
Put up with us every
and,
week.
And please go on our Facebook page, like our page, follow us so you can watch all the shows and just check us out, man. We're just three idiots hanging out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we're just hanging out. Thank you for having us in your living rooms or wherever you
are. It was fun.
You know, some people might even be taking a shit right now watching us.
I don't want to know
about
that.
Somebody could be sitting there like this with their phone watching us.
Nobody
hey,
cares.
My real wife is home right there. There she is.
Thank God. She finally got here. Now I can leave. I can go. Let me get the hell out of here.
And I'd like to thank also always, Dave. I can't speak tonight at all.
So well, that's why I was constantly asking you to shut the fuck up and not to speak tonight.
My voice is like, I'd like to thank David Hayes for all his David Hayesness that he does for the show.
And Nana Di and Angie and everybody.
And Laura.
Yep.
Right? They're watching out there.
Michelle Hollywood.
Laura's our right,
Michelle Hollywood. Right, yeah. Angie
right-hand
Bean.
Woman. Laura's Art Gallery. You got to go check that out on Facebook. She made a new page.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And she shares some beautiful artwork from artists from all around. It's just some stunning stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
And if you see a pothole, report a pothole.
Yes, yeah, so you gotta check out that Road Captain app. I can't wait till that Road Captain comes
me
out.
Me either. Cool. Oh, can I say a story?
Sure.
Okay. So the other day, and this is locally in my neighborhood, it's the Brookhaven Highway Department.
Oh, joy.
So over by the local bar, Maples, by my house, it's a pretty well known biker bar out east in Long Island.
I got a pinch.
I drove past, and there was this huge, it wasn't a pothole, it was literally a like a wave.
The Grand Canyon.
In the road. No, seriously. It was a divot. And it was about 3 feet. Yeah, 3 feet. Yeah, okay. It was really, it was a tire from a motorcycle. If it got in there, it would have killed somebody.
Oh my God.
So what I did was I stole a cone from the Suffolk County Water Authority and put it in there. And then I called the emergency, emergency for the highway department. I didn't think anybody was going to answer, but apparently they have, and this was on a Saturday,
right.
They had an emergency number, and public safety emergency, click here, push one. I would say that's an emergency because
I would think so.
As soon as the sun goes down, nobody's going to see it. It was not a pothole.
Right.
It literally looked like
a crater.
No, it wasn't a crater. Well, a sinkhole. Yeah, the road actually was buckled right by the two yellow lines.
Wow.
So within 2 hours.
There was a crew out there.
Yeah, you can finish what I was going to say. Yeah. There was a crew out
there.
Were
you there, Ron?
And
no, I'm just shocked.
And they fixed it. So if you see a pothole in your local community, call your highway department. Call the road crew. You never know.
And I like that you took the cone. That was a good idea.
I borrowed it.
That's a good job, though.
But this is the are you fucking kidding me moment.
Uh-oh.
I was on the phone with Deb Schmidt telling her what I was doing as I was doing it. Just put the cone down, and some fucking distracted driver in a burgundy Jeep drove over the cone.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the road, drove over a cone in a 30-mile-an-hour thing.
Thank God.
It got stuck underneath his Jeep. I chased him down. It fell out. I picked it up, put it back in my car, and that asshole turned around and looked at me. I was putting it
like you did something wrong.
Like I did something wrong. Dick. Sorry.
You know what? Oh, one more shout out. I forgot. You know,
don't forget.
Our two guys, Gary and Matt, the admins from Texas.
Wild Hogs, Texas.
Texas, yeah.
And Central Texas, Wild Hogs.
Right, and they make fun of my New York accent. But they have drive-through liquor stores and cool. ammunition.
Imagine that. Give me some bullets and a bottle of rum.
Yep. That's why I love Texas.
And I bet they have Jack in the Box there, too, I bet. Oh, New York sucks, man. New York is like, we're losing everything here.
Yeah, they have real food in Texas. Seriously.
I bet you have like a Dallas
you're talking about
barbecue drive-thru. Imagine that. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts that has chicken wings. That'd be nice. Right?
Dunkin' Donuts chicken wings?
Yeah,
can we stop? Stop. Just stop. Seriously.
I think Rod has a few words.
We have 10 minutes to go, and I want Rod to do his little thing. Yep. And then you do your little thing, and then you can play with your little thing.
what's my little thing?
I don't know. My ding-a-ling or whatever.
Your ding-a-ling?
Oh, shout out to Cher, 71 years old, and she's a hot mother, you know why.
I saw her last night, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow, look good.
I love it.
No, that wasn't a wig, was it?
Of course it was. And plastic surgery, but she looks damn good for 71.
She looks good, though. It's Leon Dion. Look good.
If anybody's got connections to Broadway, I would like to see Hello, Dolly, starring Bette Midler.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, okay, now you can talk, Rod.
Right. Rod, the floor's yours, Rod.
The floor is mine. I'm just going to bring up the topic again. Organ donorship, go get yourself, when you sign up for your license, check off organ donorship. And there's a lot of people in our lives that are in need of organs. Go get yourself tested. Become an organ donor if you can. The life that you help save, it could be a good friend, could be a family member.
Live donations.
Become the solution to this issue. There's so many good people out there that really, really deserve our help. So go get yourself tested. Look on the internet for your local areas to go get tested. See if you're a candidate to help somebody out in your community. These registries are nationwide, countrywide. Check it out. Somebody out there can use your help. Again, we're going to be doing the Aiden Jack Seeger thing, the event for that. Check out our page. Click on the link. If you guys can donate from wherever you are in this world listening to us, please do. And I'm going to leave it at that because I just really want to push the testing. Go get yourself checked out. See if you can help somebody. All right, guys?
And then don't forget this upcoming weekend, support your local veterans organizations. They're going to be out there laying flags this weekend. If you can even show up at any of the cemeteries to put down some flags, they need people to do that and also to pick them up after it's over. So contact any of the local Rolling Thunder chapters. They're doing it. Any of the local
veterans groups,
the U.S. Vets MC, PGR Riders. There's a few of them everywhere across the country. This weekend coming up is a special weekend.
And if you see a vet on the road this weekend riding, say thank you.
Exactly. Yes, say thank you. But there you have Rod.
Do you have that song?
I do. I have it right here.
Do you have?
That's why I'm looking for his exact name.
Supposed to send me that message.
Yeah, sorry.
Should I look on my text messages?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
Don't forget, we're going to be out in Halsite. On Wednesday night, if the weather permits, we'll be out there handing out stickers, talking to all you guys, taking pictures with you. So, Long Island folk and Pennsylvania, wherever you want to come down, meet us. We'd like to meet you. We'd like to talk to you. Your family, we're family. Let's get together.
I believe it's Renee Brady.
What?
Renee Brady, I believe his name.
No, let me go through the text messages because you sent me something. You could talk about something useless.
Yeah, it's Renee Brady. It was just Muggsley. He sent me a song. You know what? We open to all kinds of music here. I'm a heavy metal freak. 80s rock, Motley Crue, Rat, all that shit, you know?
I'm into everything.
Roger to everything, and Mama, what are you into?
I'm into everything. I even know how to line dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My sister taught me.
Sweet.
Yep.
This guy's from...
obviously, you know I'm into everything, because I went to see some serious heavy metal with you, and I listened to Tedeschi Trucks on the way here.
That's
This guy's from Australia.
Yes, cool. One of our fans from Australia.
Sent me a song. Yes, I'll play it on the air. I listened to it.
Yeah.
Not my type of music, but it's good.
All right.
And I actually liked it.
We're going to play it with you guys, and then we're going to end the show, all right? So
let us know what you think.
Actually, why?
Because
it's a two-wheel thing. So check this shit out and have a great week.
Yes, we'll be back.
Started from nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the wall. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mantle. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your street, bring that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, haters, what you gonna do? You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Send it now, hear my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock. Yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Classify me an addict, cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it. By the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's tests, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's test, your mesh. Ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest. What I put in your brain's like a pill, it'll make you insane unless you kill. What put you here? Who you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in, we take it all. Now sit back, watch begin. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo doing it the Aussie way. The temptation with fire in our eyes. Getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we speak truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. In the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track. Let's hear it loud, yeah. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum.